Thanks for coming up.
Well, in our Bible reading today, if you were listening, if you weren't, I'm going to tell it to you again. We heard about when Jesus was baptized. Any of you remember seeing somebody get baptized? Was it in this church? So what happened? You remember? Was it that font over there, that big bowl that had water in it? And then there's a shell that I took out of that font this morning that the pastor uses, and he takes some water and he puts it on the person's head and he says some Bible words. He says, "I baptize you in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit." And then, you know what happens? You can't see it, but God's word says it's true. What happens is that person's sins are washed away, and that he becomes God's own forgiven child. So it was a little bit different in a way when Jesus was baptized. Here's a picture. When Jesus was baptized, it was in a river, not with a font like that. He went down into the water, and his cousin John baptized him. And John baptized lots of people. Lots of people came to John and said, "We're sorry for our sins. Will you baptize us?" And he baptized them. But when Jesus came to John, John said, "No, Jesus, you don't need me to baptize you. You don't need to be baptized." You know why John said that to Jesus? Because Jesus didn't have any sins. Right? He didn't need God to forgive his sins, and he didn't need to be baptized to be a child of God, because he's God's beloved son. And God is pleased with him, and that's what the voice from heaven said. So it was a little bit different. Why do you think Jesus got baptized even though he didn't need to? You know what? It was for us. So he could show us that he is with us in everything, in our baptism, in our life, in everything we go through. He came to earth to be with us, and he's with us all the time, even though we can't see him. He's with us. And also, one other thing happens when we're baptized, and it happened when Jesus was baptized. You know what that other thing is? I'll give you a clue. It's in this picture, and it's in this picture. The dove. Right. Now, the dove is a symbol of the Holy Spirit. We can't see the Holy Spirit. But the dove came down and landed on Jesus, and that was the symbol of the Holy Spirit being with Jesus. Now, God tells us that when we're baptized, the Holy Spirit comes and lives in us. Jesus said the Holy Spirit is our helper to help us in our life. When all of our troubles and our hardships, all of our sins, we need to remember that the Holy Spirit is here to help us. Isn't that special? Now, I've got something for you to help you remember that. It's a little paper. Can you see what it is? You might think it looks like an angel, but here's the beak, here's the wings. It's a dove. It's a little paper dove. And the dove is a symbol of what? God's Holy Spirit was with you all the time and in you to help you live a new life in Jesus. So I give you a little paper dove you can remember. There you go. Oh, let's see. All right, so I'm going to pray with you, and I'm not going to ask you to repeat the prayer. Just listen. Close your eyes and fold your hands and listen to the prayer and pray with me in your head, okay? Dear God, you spoke from heaven to everybody. How awesome. You said you're so pleased with Jesus. We want to please you too. Thank you for forgiving our sins and giving us your Holy Spirit to help us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thanks for coming up.